Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild ride that is life. And speaking of rides, ever feel like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes? Between work, family, friends, and just trying to keep up with the latest TikTok trend, who even knows what they are anymore? It can be tough to find time for ourselves. But guess what? Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. That's why we're diving deep into Self-Care Sunday Reflections today. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are amazing. It's about taking a pause, reflecting on the week that was, and setting intentions for the week to come. So grab your favorite beverage and matcha latte, maybe. Find a comfy spot, and let's get real about how we can make Self-Care Sunday truly impactful. Here's the tea. Self-Care Sunday is all about intentionally creating space for yourself. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your mental, emotional, and even physical energy. And here are 5 key takeaways that will help you turn this day into a masterpiece, not just another day on the calendar. First up, acknowledge your wins, big and small. Did you nail that presentation? Master a new recipe, no burn dinners allowed. Simply get out of bed without hitting snooze 10 times. Celebrate those victories. You're amazing, remember. You deserve to feel proud. Next, it's time for some serious introspection. Take a journal and jot down your thoughts and feelings from the past week. What went well? Where did you face challenges? What are you grateful for? This isn't about beating yourself up. It's about understanding your journey so far. You know that feeling when you finally unravel a tangled mess of yarn? That's what introspection does for your mind. It brings clarity and helps you move forward with intention. Speaking of intention, now is the perfect time to set some goals for the week ahead. Think about your priorities, work projects, personal aspirations, maybe even learning how to juggle. That's a big one. Don't overwhelm yourself. Start with just 1 or 2 key goals that truly excite you. And remember, progress, not perfection. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What does self-care actually look like for you? It's different for everyone, right? Maybe it's a long walk in nature, a good book and a cup of tea, catching up with your bestie, or finally tackling that decluttering project you've been avoiding. Whatever brings you joy and replenishes your soul, make time for it. And lastly, don't forget to practice some serious gratitude. Take a moment to appreciate the simple things, a warm cup of coffee, the laughter of loved ones, even the sunshine peeking through the clouds. This shift in perspective can truly transform your day. Ever have one of those weeks where you feel like you're running on fumes? You know, the kind where you're just trying to keep up with everything and everyone, and before you know it, you're reaching for that 3rd cup of coffee or maybe 4th just to stay afloat. I totally get it. It happens to all of us. But remember, you are not a robot. You need time to recharge and refuel, just like any machine. That's where Self-Care Sunday comes in. Imagine this. You wake up on Sunday morning, feeling the weight of the week slowly lifting from your shoulders. You sip on a delicious cup of coffee while watching the sunrise, because why not? Then take a leisurely walk in nature, breathing in fresh air and soaking up the peacefulness. Later, you curl up with a good book and a cozy blanket, losing yourself in another world for a few hours. See? Pure bliss. Okay, my beautiful friends, let's recap what we've learned today. Self-Care Sunday is all about intentionality, acknowledging your wins, reflecting on the past week, setting goals for the week ahead, practicing self-care rituals that bring you joy, and cultivating gratitude. Remember, this isn't just a day off, it's an investment in yourself. It's a chance to recharge, refocus, and come back stronger than ever. So go forth and make Self-Care Sunday your own. Share your favorite self-care rituals with me on social media. I love hearing from you. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.